Chapter 23. And the life of Sarah was 127 years. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died in Kirjath Arba, that is, Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah, and to weep for her. And Abraham rose up from before his dead, and spoke to the sons of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and a sojourner with you. Give me a possession of a sepulchre with you, that I may bury my dead from before me. And the sons of Heth answered Abraham, saying to him, Hear us, my lord. Thou art a prince of God among us. In the choicest of our sepulchres bury thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his sepulchre for burying thy dead. And Abraham rose up and bowed down before the people of the land to the sons of Heth, and spoke to them, saying, If it be your will that I should bury my dead from before me, hear me, and entreat for me Ephron the son of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which is his, which is at the end of his field. For the full money let him give it to me amongst you for a possession of a sepulchre. And Ephron was dwelling among the sons of Heth. And Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham, in the ears of the sons of Heth, even of all that went in at the gate of his city, saying, No, my lord, hear me, the field give I thee, and the cave that is in it to thee I give it. Before the eyes of the sons of my people give I it thee. Bury thy dead. And Abraham bowed down before the people of the land, and he spoke to Ephron in the ears of the people of the land, saying, But if thou only wouldst listen to me, I give the money for the field. Take it of me, and I will bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying to him, My lord, hearken to me. A field of 400 shekels of silver, what is that between me and thee? Bury therefore thy dead. And Abraham hearkened to Ephron, and Abraham weighed to Ephron the money that he had named in the ears of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, current with the merchant. So the field of Ephron, which was at Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the field, and the cave that was in it, and all the trees that were in the field, that were in all its borders round about, were assured to Abraham for a possession before the eyes of the sons of Heth, before all who went in at the gate of his city. And after this, Abraham buried Sarah his wife in the cave of the field at Machpelah, opposite to Mamre, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And the field and the cave that was in it were assured to Abraham for a possession of a sepulchre by the sons of Heth.